IFM 101.9 megahertz of life.
So good afternoon, Theo, and thanks so much for joining us this afternoon.
Good afternoon. Thanks so much for having me.
So, Theo, it's great to be speaking to you. I've got a confession to make. I think my disc is expired. So for people like me who probably in their hearts are good law-abiding citizens, but maybe got caught under lockdown and like with so many other things because of this abnormal year, didn't get to do everything or the department wasn't open. Is there any hope for us? What must happen now? I throw myself on your mercy, as I'm sure many other listeners do as well.
I'm sorry to say, with your disc, unfortunately you had up to end of August to renew your disc.
Okay.
What has been extended has been where we've had a lot of backlog, where when you talk about renewal of driver's licenses and professional driving permit, that's where the pressure is really. So unfortunately for you, you need to sort out your situation, and you're going to get the penalties.
I'm going to go straight to the post office tomorrow, Theo. Okay, so enough about me. Obviously, there's little hope for me in many aspects of life. But for the more serious thing about driving licenses and driving permits, what should a person do if they need to renew?
So starting with your prospects, I think you're doing okay. Good show, beautiful show, and I like it.
Thank you.
Secondly, the main business of the day, so basically there's two categories of people who would have had their licenses expire. So it's mainly the people who would have had their licenses expire during the hard lockdown. Those are the people that have been extended till end of January, right? And people who've had their licenses expire after level 3, those people still have to, renew their licenses. Sorry, my other phone is going off. My apologies. So those ones, they are getting notifications from RTMC to say that you need to renew your license. Those are the two categories. Now, I want to say that with regards to generally the renewal of licenses, It's fair to say that the problem didn't really start with lockdown. Mm-hmm. Although lockdown has added much pressure to our system, but the problem is not really there. Many people will tell you around Gauteng that when they have to renew their driver's licenses, there's long queues, there's too much waiting, and we are aware of this. And we are working on this to make sure that people can renew their licenses. We've set ourselves our own target, which says that by the end of January next year, we should have done away with the backlog that comes from lockdown. And I know that's very ambitious from us, knowing the challenges that are there. You would know that when you walk into a DLTC, sometimes the machines that take your biometrics don't work so well. Mm. Sometimes it takes way too long for the one operator to deal with one person. We do understand those problems, and we are addressing them. But when we come to the practicality of it all, what you have to do if your license expired during lockdown or it's expired now, you need to necessarily go to www.natus.gov.za, and that's where you will get the slots, because of COVID, you would understand that we don't want to have too many people at that driving testing center. We are taking advantage of the internet and what it gives us. People can register online, and we release the slots with the help of the Road Traffic Management Corporation to make sure that people then can register online. When you go to the DLTC, you go on appointment. That's what we are trying to do. That is a new system, and it has its own challenges, and we are really dealing with that.
Okay, so that's a lifeline that's been thrown to us by the Gauteng Department of Roads and Transport. Theo Ngongi, spokesperson for the MEC in Gauteng, thank you so much. Just to clarify, these provisions, this extension and grace period until January, that's only for people who have got permanent licenses. That doesn't apply for temporary licenses that have expired or will still expire.
So it applies to everyone across board.
Okay.
If during lockdown you are affected by lockdown, by the fact that we couldn't open during lockdown, that has been catered for, and that's why we have that grace period. We're having conversations that I will tell you about the next time we speak about also the grace period. But what's important to emphasize is that don't wait till January. Please go to the RTMC website, the NATIS website. Make sure that you get your slots. And I know that there's a bit of a delay with the slots. People are not finding them, and they think it's probably because we're not releasing enough slots. But the demand is quite high because of lockdown, and that's why people would have to wait a bit longer to get the slots. And then they will be booked, and then they will sort out their business.
Thank you so much. That's Theo Nkonki, spokesperson for the Gauteng MEC for Roads and Transport. The very important public service announcement. If your license has expired, you do have time. You do have about 2.5 months, 3 months as we speak now. But don't delay. Don't pull the South African habit of waiting until the last minute. So put it on your to-do list. Register your kids for the school year. Renew your driver's license and make sure that you're up to date and you are in the system legally for the new year.